From the book of Amos in chapter 3, the judgments that are to those who are rebellious against the Lord. Amos chapter 3, we'll be reading verses 1 through 15. 1 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. Hear this word which the Lord has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against the entire family which He brought up from the land of Egypt. You only have I chosen among all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Do two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion growl from his den unless he has captured something? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground when there is no bait in it? Does a trap spring up from the earth when it captures nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people tremble? If a calamity occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim on the citadels in Ashdod and on the citadels in the land of Egypt and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumults within her and the oppressions in her midst. But they do not know how to do what is right, declares the Lord. These who hoard up violence and devastation in their citadels. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, an enemy, even one surrounding the land, will pull down your strength from you and your citadels will be looted. Thus says the Lord. Just as a shepherd snatches from the lion's mouth a couple of legs or a piece of an ear, so will the sons of Israel dwelling in Samaria be snatched away with the corner of a bed and the cover of a couch. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the God of hosts. For on the day that I punish Israel's transgressions, I will also punish the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and they will fall to the ground. I will also smite the winter house together with the summer house. The houses of ivory will also perish, and the great houses will come to an end, declares the Lord. Those are the words of the Lord. The Lord, through the prophet, calls upon wicked Israel to take notice of the judgments of God towards them once again. Here are the warnings, and so take heed. Do not think that you are secure. You are not. Not if you have been constant in your sin without turning to the Lord. Like we heard in chapter 1, verse 2, the lion will roar from his throne. He does so here. It says in verse 8, the lion has roared. And we see who the lion is. It says in the very next phrase of verse 8, the Lord has spoken, the Lord God has spoken. It's the Lord who is the lion. And does He roar for no reason? That's the reason for all these questions in verses 2 through 7. It's not for no reason, it's for a good reason. It's because they're in their sins. Israel's in their sins and they have not listened. And so He's roaring. Listen to Him. And so we see verses 9 to the end, these sins that were found among them. And by these sins, they have provoked the Lord to punish them, that His justice may be met. And it will come upon them unless they, of course, repent and turn to the Lord and reform their lives. And that, as we have seen time and time again, is the message of the prophets. Repent and turn to the Lord from your sins. And so let us, beloved, fear the Lord, this lion who speaks to us every Lord's Day and hopefully in our private and family worships speaks every day. But He speaks to us, and so let us hear Him and turn from our sins to Him who is not only holy but also good and merciful through Christ alone. But here, let us remember His holiness and His justice in turn. And He will receive us in Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we sometimes perhaps wonder why Israel would never, or rarely, turn back to You. When You are a merciful and loving God who is good to Your people, You're long-suffering, slow to anger, You promise. And yet time and time again, they took those promises for granted. And Father, we pray and plead that we would not be like them. That we would not be too comfortable with You. That we would not wait and be too patient with ourselves, because we know that You're a patient and long-suffering God. But that we would see who You are, a holy and just God, and a God who's given us the remedy and the medicine to bring us from death to life and from being in sin to being in Your Son. Father, we pray that we would, by Your Spirit, take hold of Christ. Take hold of these words that we hear. And turn from our sin unto You, the living and true God. Father, we have committed many sins even this very day. We've broken Your commandments, all of them, in thought, word, and deed. And yet still You are merciful to us by giving us this word and the reminder to repent, lest we be like Israel and judged. Father, we pray that we would not perish, but that You would uphold us by Your Spirit. That any here who are still remaining are still in their sins, still remaining in sin, and slaves to sin who are dead in their trespasses and sins, Father, we pray by Your Spirit You would make them alive unto You. We pray for also those who are struggling in their sins, who are Your people, but have those habitual sins continually coming up, and those temptations are continually coming, and the struggle that there is with all of us. Father, we pray that You would put those sins to death, and You would grant us Your grace. Continue to show mercy to us. We don't deserve it, but we pray that You would show mercy in Christ. And Father, we pray for Oliver and his eye, that You would heal him and heal those others we prayed for this morning. You are the God who heals. And Father, You're also the God who brings calamity. As we read in our passage, and we see that calamity throughout the world, and we see it sometimes even in our own nation. We pray that we would see these things as little judgments that are kind of hints to us and reminders that the great judgment is coming soon, and that even now we would turn from our sins. We pray that we would even use such things as ways to warn others to turn to Your Son. For we know that there is only one name under heaven by which we must be saved, and they must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. We pray that we would be zealous to tell of Your great works before the peoples. And so this we rely upon You alone. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.